But it was Detective McGilvery that brought the date up to you. Is that right?
Yes.
From your own recollection, you couldn't tell us whether these events took place on the 13th, for instance, or on the 12th.
No, except that I had a conference that day. That's the only other way I know.
Hi, and welcome to Undisclosed Addendum. This is a little surprise for our listeners, but every other week, we're going to be providing an extra 5 to 10 minutes of updates, some information maybe we didn't touch on last time, and maybe even previews about the next episode. Now, something really interesting happened in the last week since our episode 1 aired. We got some new information from a listener that gives us more insight into Kathy and what she remembers of that day. And by that day, of course, I mean January 13th, 1999. Just to refresh your memory, Kathy was a friend of Jen's. And according to Kathy and Jay, on January 13th, 1999, Jay came to visit Kathy at her apartment with Adnan in the evening. According to Kathy, she had only ever met Adnan once. And Adnan says the same thing, that he does remember going to Kathy's apartment once. Now, I'm going to turn it over to Colin so he can talk about and refresh your memory about why Kathy's testimony and statement was significant to the state's case.
The prosecution's theory of the case is that after Adnan finishes track practice on January 13th, he's picked up by Jay, he smokes some weed, they go over to Kathy's house, and she's surprised at this guy who seems extremely high. She says it's about 6 o'clock because she's watching Judge Judy. She says that Adnan gets a phone call from her friend who is basically tipping him off the cops are going to call. And Adnan freaks out. He says, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? And then eventually Jay and he leave in a hurry. They get into Adnan's car. The headlights are on. They're just sitting there. And Kathy's confused as to what's going on. And they quickly leave. And the prosecution claims they leave to go to the park and ride, change their plans, decide they're going to bury Hayes' body in the 7 o'clock hour. And the prosecution's claim is this explains exactly what's going on for a death and burial on January 13th.
Okay, so Kathy was important to establish, number one, that Adnan was with Jay in the evening, and that she saw them leave together, and that would explain the prosecution making the proffer that it was the 7 o'clock calls that they were in Lincoln Park. Now, Kathy's memory was tied to a couple of different things. There's, I think, Judge Judy, so that gave her a time. The second was because she testified that she was actually told that it was the 13th by the detective. And then there was a third reason, and Suzanne, I'm going to ask you to talk about that third reason.
On that day, before you got home and you watched Judge Judy, you said you had a conference down here, meaning downtown.
Right.
You said UMAB, meaning University of Maryland, at Baltimore.
Right.
Meaning downtown Baltimore.
Right.
And was that conference at the School of Social Work?
Yes, I think it was.
And that's where you nestled between the law school and the hospital?
That's correct.
Okay, and that's where your conference was it not?
That's correct.
That was pretty important to you, right?
Yes, it was mandatory.
Kathy's other reason for thinking that Adnan and Jay were at her place, because she remembered once the cops told her that the visit had been the 13th, she said, yeah, well, that's also the day I had the conference. I had a conference downtown from 9 to 4:30 p.m. And after I got home from the conference, well, that's when Adnan and Jay came over. Here's what she said to detectives in the first statement she gave.
You go to school?
The UMBC.
UMBC. On the 13th, can you tell me what you did?
I went to the conference at University of Maryland at Baltimore for my internship. I was there until like 9 to 4:30.
That night, did you get some visitors?
Yeah.
And approximately what time was that?
Between 5:15 and 6 o'clock.
Between 5:15 and 6 o'clock. And who were your visitors?
Jay. Adnan.
So Kathy seems to have a fairly clear memory of this sequence of events. She spent all day at the University of Maryland at Baltimore School of Social Work. And then at 4:30, her conference ended and she came back to her apartment and Adnan and Jay showed up. Last week, however, as Rabia mentioned, one of our listeners contacted us. It turns out he had a copy of the December 1998, January 1999 calendar for the School of Social Work, which is where Kathy testified her conference was at. And according to this calendar, there was no conference on January 13th. There was, however, conferences on two other dates, January 22nd and January 23rd. The conference on the 23rd was short, a couple hours. Doesn't seem like it's anything that Kathy talked about. The conference on the 22nd, however, is interesting. It was from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and it was on clinical interventions with traumatized children.
Right, because Kathy testifies at trial she's at the conference because of her internship, and that internship was at a group residential home for adolescent boys. And if you look at the subject matter for the internship and the subject matter for the conference, they seem to match up pretty well.
I'm going to ask you to remember back to January 13th, 1999. You've since answered a lot of questions about that night.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that night?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, first of all, I had a conference down here for my internship that I had to attend.
You say down here?
Oh, in the city, at UMAB. Just the graduate school, and Jay and Adnan came to my apartment.
What time did you get home from that conference?
I think it was over, like, at 4:30, and someone dropped me off.
I mean, if she's going to a conference through her job, and her job was dealing with traumatized children, it makes perfect sense that the conference she was at was the one on the 22nd.
But, you know, this kind of nails it. If Kathy's saying she was at a conference all day, and that is the evening Adnan came, and that's the only conference that matches time, the same, you know, what a study that she's doing. And also, it's interesting because by January 22nd, Ramadan is over. Adnan's not fasting. I can totally see him at that point being relaxed enough to get stoned.
The other thing to note is that January 22nd was a day off from school for Woodlawn students between the end of the second semester and the start of the third semester. That means Adnan would have had the whole day to get as high as Kathy described him, as opposed to that brief period of time between the end of track practice and arriving at her apartment. Now, Susan, is there any real possibility that there was, in fact, a conference at the School of Social Work on January 13th, despite it not being on the calendar that we have?
Yeah, I don't see there being any chance that a conference that was that long would not have gotten recorded on the calendar for the school.
Now, at this point, you might be wondering what defense counsel could have done with this information about the conference had she had it at trial. Well, here's what she could have done. First, she could have allowed the prosecution to include the trip to Kathy's as a key part of its narrative in the opening statement of trial. Second, she could have then allowed Kathy and Jay to testify at trial about the trip to Kathy's, the phone calls, Adnan freaking out, and then Adnan basically coercing Jay into burying Hayes' body in the 7 o'clock hour when such a burial otherwise really doesn't make sense. Then at that point, she could have raised the fact the conference didn't occur on the 13th. This is known in the evidence world as contradiction by other evidence. It's a form of impeachment. It's calling into question the credibility of witnesses, including the key witness for the prosecution, by showing that what they claim couldn't have happened. It also would have been a key way to undermine the key narrative of the state regarding the burial of the body. Now, unlike with Debbie's testimony from last week, I can't say that this would have led to a new outcome at trial. What I can say is it would have gone a long way towards creating reasonable doubt.
So, I'm going to call it. The Kathy trip was not on the 13th.
Okay, so the Kathy trip was not on the 13th. Add that to the list of things that didn't happen on the 13th, on top of things that we didn't know happened on the 13th when we were talking about Adnan's day from episode one. Next week, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Hayes' day and what we think happened and what we are positive at this point did not happen.
We think we might know something that did happen on the 13th. Specifically, there might be a last person to see Hay alive who was never heard from. And if we're to believe certain statements to the police, she asked Hay for a ride. Next time, on Undisclosed.
Special thanks to Amar Naji, our sound editor, Ramiro Marquez, who created our theme music, and Baluki, who provided our logo. Dennis Robinson is our executive producer. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Our Twitter handle is UndisclosedPod. Tweet us your questions and comments using the hashtag Undisclosed.
The Undisclosed Podcast is brought to you in part by the Adnan Syed Trust, a legal defense fund that helps to pay Adnan's legal fees and associated investigative efforts. All proceeds raised through advertising on today's episode of Undisclosed were given to the trust. To learn more about the trust and to donate to our efforts to free Adnan, please visit www.launchgood.com/freeAdnan.